Popcorn World. Teams are back on to start another football season. Hi, it's Lloyd Spence, and as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. So, head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your, I still can't believe it, 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Look, don't forget to use promo code NFL100. It's BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, and tell them the Noisemaker sent you.
You're now listening to the lead in the ACC with Heisman Trophy winner and Florida State legend, Mr. Charlie Ward, Wave 3 TV, and Ferndale Hall of Famer, Kendrick Haskins, and Mr. Talking Noise himself, and of course, Mama Noise, Lloyd Spence. And now, it's time for Believe in the ACC.
Glad to be here tonight with my brother on a special Tuesday night edition of Believe in the ACC. And Charlie, why are you looking so serious?
The Knicks are playing.
They're up by 20 points. You don't have to be
is the passion for the Knicks still on that level? Because that looked like I'm waiting for my number to get called so I can go in the game series.
No, not to that level, but they did. Occupy me. They gave me a job.
They did. For quite some time.
So I'm gonna always be a Nick.
I love it. I love what you're saying. Kendrick Haskins is happily sitting under the light, looking good. I mean, I don't know what's going
my
on
NBA
tonight.
NBA to Lou shirt on.
NBA to Lou. That is a movement.
What is that?
Or they would like it to be. Which is it?
I mean, they're organized. They do. They are legitimately making an effort. They do have an organized effort towards it. So, you know, Dan Issel's the spokesperson for them. So, you know, they've got good backing.
Are they getting closer?
I mean, yeah, that's the NBA, that.
Charlie, do you know somebody in the NBA we could ask to find out the – Louisville's getting closer to their goal of becoming a real NBA city?
I don't know. They just got – they got to show them the money.
Right. I mean, it depends on expansion. And, you know, because you know they're going to put a team in Vegas. I got a feeling they're going to put a team in Vegas. And so I know that the other part of that, you're not going to add four teams, are you? And so I'm just wondering where they're standing in there, because it does feel like they definitely want to be in Vegas and they definitely want to be in Seattle. So that's two Western Conference teams. So
we'll see. I said,
Show me the money.
Come on, right. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
They already got the Yum Center. They're already NBA ready. So
the Yum Center, listen, the Yum Center is nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think the Yum Center could sit with anybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's as nice as any arena that's in the NBA.
So. Right. The question is, can they show the other money?
It's basically a combo. For people who's never been in the Yum Center, it's a combination between the Staples Center and the arena in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Those are who they model the arena after. So it's a nice place.
Yep. All right, well, listen, we are on a collision course right now, ladies and gentlemen. It appears that Wake Forest and Pitt are headed toward each other at rocket speed. No pun intended to our good friend Rocket Ismael. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to bring up the game now, but we're talking about it now. But Wake Forest beating Army the way that they did kind of shocked me.
Well, they put up a basketball score.
Because I don't think I've ever seen Wake Forest put 70 up on anybody. Maybe they have, but I don't remember it.
Well, let's just see what it is. Army's defense is not very good. I mean, if you want to be real, Army's defense is not very good.
No.
And that's being nice.
Army's offense is what it is. I mean, they can't throw the ball. However, they can run it.
They can run it.
So they have one play, running plays. Like, that's what they do.
Even the dog agrees with you. That's
yeah, so that's the challenge. But it's also a challenge that, you know, Wake Forest, their defense, which I thought was much better, but they seem to kind of be going different direction. So I don't know. If you come up against a team that can actually get a stop and they have a good offense, they may be in some trouble.
Yeah, that was, to be honest with you, that was the thing that stood out to me more than the points that Wake Forest put up and how quick they put them up. It's like, you gave up 56. You don't score 70 and only win by two touchdowns. And so that alarms me. That's a big red flag for me with Wake Forest.
Well, Wake Forest has Duke, UNC, NC State, Clemson, and Boston College left. Is this a problem? Huh?
Where is that Clemson game at?
If I'm not mistaken, it's at Clemson. Yes, it's at Clemson. But I don't think that means anything.
It still means something.
It means nothing this year.
I mean, Clemson, they normally don't lose at home, except for this weekend. But it's they've been playing close games at home. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
It'll be interesting to see who's the quarterback at that point.
That is true too.
Because it doesn't feel like DJ's gonna finish the season. DJ Uiagalelei, by the way.
So DJ's,
you know, the expiration date on you being able to say that is coming up soon.
It's coming up soon. You know what's amazing to me when I listen to announcers all over the country? No one is pronouncing it right. I mean, nobody. They're just all over the place. I'm like, no, I should send you the tape.
Maybe there's still people that get Giannis's last name wrong.
They jacked that up as well. Here's the thing that makes the Wake Forest thing interesting. They could technically still could lose to Clemson. Let's pull up their games one more time.
Still be an ACC championship game, right?
Yeah. I think they can beat NC State. The one, if you got to say there's an X factor, is the Clemson and NC State game. But I think they can beat both those, win both those games.
Yeah.
But they can stand to lose one and still make the ACC championship game. Right. You're, that's exactly right.
Don't forget Carolina in there, Lloyd.
Yeah, they're going to beat everybody. The X Factor is NC State and Clemson.
Oh, man.
You're not fooling me with that again. I'm not. You know how I stand on that.
You got to watch out for Sam Howell in Carolina.
Watch out for what? That he's going to be out there?
It's not an easy win.
Let's go to Pitt first. We'll come back to North Carolina in a second. Because Pitt did get the win at home against Clemson. They've already put them in the win.
We all picked that one, didn't we? Didn't we all pick that one?
I think we all picked that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all picked that one. And the games that Pitt has left, Miami, Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, Syracuse. The only one that scares me in that one for Pitt is
North Carolina.
No, the Syracuse. Why do you ride so hard for North Carolina?
Virginia, maybe.
Because you ride so hard against North Carolina.
I do. What is that, Charlie?
North Carolina, Virginia may be a tough game.
Virginia will be tough.
Yeah, they got them at home, though. I feel more a little confident for them because they got Miami, North Carolina, and Virginia at home. The Syracuse on the road, where Syracuse has a chance to play spoiler. Listen, Syracuse has been in every game. Mm-hmm. They're not getting blown out by anybody.
I say that is true.
Yeah, so I think that could be interesting. And then from the standings perspective, they can't afford to lose because Virginia's right there. The Tar Heels are, I guess, technically right there. Technically. So that could be interesting. So
they've got a tough sled those last three games.
So who do you have the most confidence in? And is there an outside team that you think, okay, before we get too excited about Wake Forest and Pitt in the ACC championship game, which will be a ratings juggernaut, by the way.
well, it doesn't really matter at this point.
All right.
Why you say that, Charlie?
Because, I mean, you don't have the team that you normally have, but if you – I mean, it's going to be in Charlotte, right? So if it's in Charlotte – you're going to get, I don't know how well Pitt travels. I don't know how many people Wake Forest is going to be able to bring just because of their school size. Right. So it's going to be a challenge one way or the other. But, who travels well that's in contention?
Nobody really.
No,
right. I think really the only teams really think about it. The teams that travel the best in the ACC are Clemson, Miami, and Louisville.
Yeah, that's why you messed it up when you said contention, and once you said that, that eliminated quite a few teams. Because Clemson, Louisville, Florida State.
And Miami,
not in contention, really. Unless, barring a major collapse and injuries, it's Wake Forest, North Carolina State, Pitt, Virginia, North Carolina.
I mean, maybe Virginia would travel.
Virginia, yeah, they're not there. They 3-4.
Virginia's a sneaky one, I think. Because they can score. So, I mean, they can score. Their offense is so good. So that's the scary one, I think, out of that group that's not up there.
Oh, you said Virginia. I thought in my head I heard you say Virginia Tech. So I apologize. Yes, Virginia could.
And forgot Virginia Tech, as far as schools that they travel well too.
But, yeah, they travel well. Yeah, but they're not. But they're not. They have no shot at the peers. Yeah,
right.
But Virginia can be interesting. I don't really know who I believe in. And it's I think I believe in Pitt. I think I do.
As long as Kenny Pickett is healthy, they'll have a chance to win every game. I don't care what the defense does.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, right now he's on a roll. Seems like every time he drops back to throw the ball, you just feel good that he's going to make a good decision. And then, you know, they have a good mix outside of the, you know, him running to the sideline every play. That's the only thing.
I thought you said you let that go.
Apparently not. I thought they improved. I thought they improved their communication, but my man running to the sideline like he's still in high school, running the whistle.
Don't they have speakers in the helmets? I mean, why don't they? What is this?
I'm still trying to figure out, like, the verbiage must not be that much. I mean, you might not have that many words to say because he goes over for a minute and then he gives them whatever the play is, and then he runs back and they get into whatever it is.
I got another bit of breaking news other than Charlie's still
here. Other than Charlie's not believing in it. Okay.
Former University of Louisville star and Louisville native Adam Duvall just went yard in the World Series.
Oh wow!
5-0 Braves in the third.
Oh man, listen. The Braves may shock the world this year. They may shock the world. I don't know.
It's the first game. So
yeah, it's the first game. Yeah, everybody's feeling each other out, but that's not bad. That's not bad. All right, let's jump into some of these other games here. We saw NC State and Miami in a really, really fun game.
All right, let's put some respect on Miami's name for a change.
Oh, whoa. I did put respect on Miami's name. I picked Miami.
Okay.
I was the only one that picked Miami.
So you're talking to yourself on that one then, Charlie.
Maybe I am talking to myself.
I'm pretty sure I picked NC State too.
Yeah, I think I picked NC State.
Yeah, you both picked NC State. Yeah.
Look who must have had a good week this week.
Somebody had a good week. We'll get into that in just a moment. But yes, things went well.
Well, the reason I'm saying let's put some respect because people have been going after Coach Diaz.
Yes.
And he's been losing these games by the same margin that he won this game. And so that is my whole thing is, I mean, the man, they've been in the game. They actually should have beat Virginia, missed the field goal.
Yep.
All the other games, they were right there, 3 points or so. You know, whether they came back and got it close or whatever, it still took some, you know, some adversity, getting over some adversity. And some fight to get back.
Yeah.
But I just have a problem with these people calling for coaches' heads when they're competing. They're just losing games. So I'm just happy that they won a close game. And it was against a good team.
Right now, Miami is the Detroit Lions of the ACC. The only difference is they're actually won a game.
Right, Detroit's been in every
game. Detroit can't poke. They can't seem to get over the hump. But Miami's right there in every single game. The only two games they've been blown out was the non-conference game. But in the ACC, they played well. They just had some moments. They just couldn't finish the job. They just got to finish. But shout out to them. The other game that it was somewhat of a – not really a shocker because we all picked this one. Syracuse and Virginia Tech. I think we know who Virginia Tech is now. I think we're starting to understand who Syracuse they are. Even though Syracuse pulled away late, but still, Syracuse is a fighting team. That Dino Babers is coaching his behind off right now.
Yeah, he's keeping them in games as well.
Yeah, he's coaching his behind off.
The last four since the Florida State game, where before the Florida State game, you know, they've been in all the games for the most part. And
they're a scary team.
They won some and lost some, but I just, I hope they keep him around. Maybe he save his job for another year or two. But in this day and age, you never know.
You giving him a year or two, Charlie? Oh my goodness! How about this? How about no turnovers in that game either?
For anyone
from Syracuse? Well, from Syracuse. Well, I don't know if anybody had a turnover because they Virginia Tech had no fumbles. I think.
Aren't you looking at the box score?
I'm looking at it. It says no Virginia Tech fumbles.
Ain't that hard to find?
That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to make sure I'm reading it correctly because it's weird. It's written in a weird way.
There's a little bit of Stugatz in all of us.
There is some Stugatz in all of us, and we're better for it. But shout out to Syracuse, they did great. Louisville bounced back in a big way. Against Boston College. I thought this was arguably their most dominant win. I think you could kind of say
the way
that.
They ran the ball, they ran for 331 yards in that game. Yeah, they were dominant on the ground. Defense played well because as dominant as they were on the ground, they turned the ball over. I think they had three turnovers in that game. But the defense kept Boston College off the scoreboard. So, yeah, it was a very good performance for them. Malik Cunningham was great running the ball. Cooley, the freshman running back, his first game over 100 yards rushing in his career. And so, I mean, yeah, they played a great game. It's just they got to clean up the turnovers.
Yeah.
Hadn't been that much of an issue this year, but it was in that game. But
it was in his game.
It was raining.
Right, right.
And, I mean, it was pouring. It was by the second half, it was pouring out there. So there's that's part of it.
Do you think that was the reason why the crowd looked the way that it did? People maybe stayed home because of the rain?
No.
You think it was the opponent?
the crowd was the way it is because I'm calling them out. U of L fans are fair weather fans. And, I mean, again, if you want to be a big-time program like you claim you want to be, you're at that game no matter if it's raining. It was raining, but it was still 65 degrees outside. It wasn't like it was cold. And so they need to be there. They need to be there. I give them credit. It was a packed house for the volleyball game on Sunday in that big game between number 2 Louisville and number 4 Pitt. But the football game, it was an embarrassment. I mean, they announced attendance, what I think was 32,000.
Oh wow!
Which is about half, and I don't even think it was that. It may have been 38, but either way, it was around half. And
wow.
I mean, this is a team this is a team. 3 years ago, this team was they went 2-10. This team is not going 2-10. This team is in bowl contention, probably going to make a bowl this year.
I agree.
Showing up for this, that, or the other. So yeah, I'm calling U of L fans out. Y'all need to go out there and support that team.
Wow. Virginia Tech, man. I mean, not Virginia Tech. Georgia Tech, rather, lost to Virginia, 48-40. I don't even know what to say about this game. I mean, when two teams put up 88 points,
Virginia is like an arena football team.
they
give up a lot, but they're fun games.
They can score now. 396 yards of passing from their quarterback Armstrong, 4 touchdowns, and he added 99 yards rushing and another 2 touchdowns.
Is he the second best quarterback in the conference?
Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's number one? Pickney?
Pickett?
I said Pickney. Pickett?
Pickney.
What round is Pickett?
I don't know. He probably won't go where he should go, but because he's not like well known or in a big time conference.
Where should he go?
You think he's day one?
At least second round.
Really?
Yeah,
I think second round at the latest. He also look. I mean, the quarterback draft isn't stock like it has been the last couple of years.
It doesn't feel like this one is stopped. I could be wrong, but it doesn't feel like this is one where you can just get a plug and play guy.
He's ready.
Okay.
He's more ready than
Daniel Jones.
Some of the guys has been chosen before him. I mean, like
Daniel Jones.
I don't know about
Daddy. Raise up off Daddy Dimes. He's
playing. I am trying to find us a quarterback.
Daddy Dimes has you blocking and me and Charlie playing receiver for him right now.
I can't argue with that. That's for sure. What do you think? Do you think Armstrong gets drafted, Charlie?
If he does, it's going to be later.
I don't feel like he's a legit dual threat quarterback. I know his numbers are saying differently right now, but I just think that's circumstance. That's not.
Well, he's definitely a throwing quarterback.
He's definitely a throwing quarterback for sure.
So I do know that part.
But I would put his dual threatness at like 80-20.
I think both of those are guys that'll make rosters in the NFL. I don't know about ever being starters, but I think they'll always be quality backups.
They'll be around.
Yeah.
All right, and then of course the game of the Charlie's week, a dominant performance from Florida State University over the juggernaut UMass.
Marcus
Charlie, your thoughts.
Well, the thing that I admired the most was they did what they're supposed to do, which is dominant. And that was kind of what we were looking for the Jacksonville State game as well, but that was early. So let's just look back on that game alone. If we win that game, just tackle the man inbound before he crosses the goal line.
Just do that.
What would our record be? We would be reversed right now. We wouldn't be 3-4. We would be 4-3.
Right.
And people wouldn't have been calling for, you know, a new coach and all this kind of carrying on. And regardless of that, we won three games. But the good part about it was, you know, our rushing attack, we'll get challenged this week. But, I mean, for – how many games we played? 7 games so far.
Mm-hmm.
They've been running the ball in all 7, mm-hmm. regardless of who they've been playing. I still think at some point we're going to have to be able to throw the football more than 10 times or 12 times or whatever it is.
Technically, it was 15 because Purdy came in and went 5-for-5.
Oh, yeah. So
technically, it was 15.
Yeah, he threw the ball well.
He did.
He threw it really, really well. And I just think Jordan's going to have to continue to improve in that area. And what I mean by improve is, you know, if he's asked to throw the ball more, he has to be able to move the chains, find a way to move the chains whenever he throws a football, and can't get to a point where he's – trying to, you know, run the football every single time, but throwing it on time, you know, knowing who to throw it to, throwing guys open when they're not open, those types of things is where he needs to continue to grow if they're going to continue to see progress. Because this week they're going to be challenged. I mean, you know, they're going to be challenged, but I think they've prepared for this time. And as Coach Norville has said in his press conferences, you know, it's he said, we prepared for this regardless of what the outcome is. So they're ready for whatever this experience is. Whether they win or lose, you know, it's going to be a good experience for the team.
Go ahead and say it again, Kendrick.
I'm just glad to see them winning again. I mean, it's basically the ACC is better when Florida State and Miami are good.
No question about it.
Got to get them back winning.
No question about it. I do have this question. I may have missed this announcement. Is McKenzie out for the season? Is he like?
No.
Is he just out of favor? Because I'm just curious why he didn't get those five passes and Purdy did.
Probably looking towards the future, I would imagine.
Well, actually, according to the reports that came out, he asked that Chuba go in and get some experience.
There you go.
Okay. So it was his decision, his personal decision.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
Which I would, at this point, that's what I would do anyway.
Right.
Because you know, McKenzie's not going to be there next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might as well start getting Chuba or Tate prepared and ready for, you know, the next step. Mm-hmm. Just in case, you know, they need, I mean, just for the future. Because
yeah,
you keep guys sitting there when they may have opportunities to grow from this year, and you really don't have any, you're not playing for anything outside of, you know, moving towards the future.
And right.
Ways. And so it'd be good for them to be able to put Chuba in, Tate in, so they can get some experience. It was good to see Chuba throw the ball well. We know he can run and do those types of things, but just making good decisions. Of course, it was UMass, but nonetheless, he made some good throws, regardless of who it was. You know, all his own guys in the right spots, whether it was contested or uncontested. He did
two
well.
Touchdowns.
Yeah. So I think it would be wise for them to just I know they doing it because McKenzie's, you know, veteran and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I think a lot of people don't probably realize is, you know, with McKenzie being in the quarterback room, is definitely helped all those guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, I guarantee it.
And they've said it, you know, in the media, that he's been a great blessing to their quarterback room. And I think that plays a big part in them moving forward as well as, you know, quarterbacks, Jordan, all those guys is in the same room.
Awesome. Normally right now we would go right into the picks for next week, but I want to shift just a little bit because this past weekend, I have to admit, I saw something that I never thought I would see. And it was quite amazing. And that is the women's volleyball game between number 2 Louisville and number 4 Pitt. My God, that was an amazing game. Is it called a game? It's called a match, I guess.
Yeah, it was a fantastic match. This Louisville team is a team that swept just about everybody. I think it was the first time all year they'd gone 5 sets. Went 5 sets. And pulled it out 5 sets and won 15-13 in the final set. I mean, that's how evenly matched these two teams are. And I can't wait for that rematch up in Pittsburgh later in the season.
Let me tell you, Charlie, that was one of the best sporting events I've ever seen. Like, bar none. It was like watching a heavyweight fight. And I mean, every round you thought, okay, well, they got the advantage now. They're going to start, you know, and no. The next set or the next point, the other team would, you know, make something happen. They'd block a shot. It was a really, really tense match. And it was tense all the way to the end. And I'll be honest with you, I really thought Louisville was going to lose. Because remember, it went down to 13-11, and Louisville had to get 4 points in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, some way, they pulled it out. I'm like, wow, this was really good.
It's one of those matches because a lot of time with volleyball, if a team gets up about 3 or 4 points in a set, most likely they're going to win that.
They're going to win, yeah.
That wasn't the case on Sunday. Both teams had 3 or 4 point leads. I mean, was it the second or third set? Louisville had an enormous lead.
It was the second one. Well, here's what really shocked me, Kendrick. In that second set, Louisville went up something like, it felt like 10 points. It was
close to 10.
Yeah, and you were like, okay, well, Louisville's going to start dominating now, and, you know, this will probably be over in 2 or 3 sets. No. Pitt battled all the way back in that second set, and Louisville only beat them by two. I think it was like 25.
It ended up being five.
Was it five? Okay. So it was like.
Considering where the scoring, where the score was, because I think Louisville was up. It was at least eight, maybe 10.
It was a lot. It felt like Louisville was going to pull away, period. Like it was over.
Yeah.
And no, Pitt was like, no, we're going to be here all day. And it was really, really an awesome match. So I just wanted to throw that in. Normally we wait to the end, but I wanted to show the ladies some love. Because
yeah,
that was impressive.
Shout out Danny Busman Kelly again.
Say that again.
Shout out to Danny Busman Kelly, U of L's head coach. Shout out to her.
I mean, yeah, that was really impressive. And then also, what happened with the Florida State soccer game this past weekend?
We lost.
Shockingly lost. No, I'm saying it was shocking.
I'm not laughing at they lost. I'm just laughing at just the way Charlie said.
I'm sorry. Tie.
Was it a tie? Okay, I knew it was significant because it was like everybody was. I heard the rumor like everybody was kind of surprised.
It was 1-0, right?
It looked like we. I know one game we in North Carolina we played. Looked like we were going to lose the game or the match. And we came back and tied it, and it became overtime. Two overtimes, no one scored a goal. But I'm not sure about this weekend if we lost or won. I know we've been playing on the road here the last couple of weeks, so. Be interesting.
All right. Well, we'll have to find out. I thought it was a new uniqueness that took place in that that soccer game as well. I may have missed the putt on that one. It's possible. It's possible. But one thing I did not miss. I did not miss a game this weekend. 7-0. This is how you come back, gentlemen.
Nice.
This is how you come back. If you're betting with me, you're making money.
Me and Charlie already did that this year. Welcome to the group, though.
I can't have my moment. This isn't about
7-0. You 7-0 against the magical spread that we didn't know about.
I'll take what I can get when I can get it. That brings our records to an interesting place. I'm still behind, only by 3 games. I'm still buying, but I'm going to catch up this week. This is where I make my move. Right here.
Tied?
Yes, you and Kent are tied, 44-22. So if you're betting with us at betonline.ag, you're making money. That's all we're saying.
Yes, it's true.
All right. Well, let's go, gentlemen. Here we go. Miami and Pitt start off our week. This is an interesting one. This is a very interesting one. Can they take the show on the road, Miami?
I think they make a good showing, but I have to go with Pitt.
Well, you know, okay. I'm going with my man Kenny Pickett, even though he runs to the sideline every time.
You're not letting that go, are you? Like, you are really?
It's like it's part of his last name. Kenny Pickett runs to the sideline all the time.
which is more... Which is more likely to happen in our predictions? Charlie calling out Pitt on their run to the sideline or me hating on Sam Howell? They're both very strong.
The difference is I pretty much bait you into the Sam Howell stuff. Charlie does pick it on his own.
Oh, I don't need you to bait me. I'm totally on board. Listen, we're about to pick UNC right now. This is not hard for me. Oh, I went with Pitt, by the way. I forgot to say. I went with Pitt. UNC Notre Dame. This is not hard for me.
I'm going with Notre Dame. No, they've been playing, they played well last week, and they're playing at home. So I think their running game is starting to come around.
Plus, it's a night game in South Bend. So, yeah, I got to go with Notre Dame.
Yeah. Sam Howell, we're done. I've told you that. Stop asking.
They're both coming off of did UNC play? UNC? They didn't play last week.
No, they didn't play last week. They had all.
Yeah, they had a bye.
I think both of them coming off a bye week. Oh, Notre Dame.
No, Notre Dame played.
They beat USC.
Yeah, they beat USC, yeah. What about the Tech, the Battle of the Techs?
I'm going Georgia Tech just because they're home and they played, I think it was Virginia last week. They scored points. Virginia Tech right now is, I don't know, they're struggling.
They're struggling bad.
Yeah, they've lost three? I know it's at least three straight.
Yeah.
They lost two home games, or I heard.
Maybe getting away from home will help them a little bit. I don't know if it's changed the scenery, maybe, but I mean, you still got to go with Georgia Tech.
Where's Georgia Tech at? What city?
ATL, shout
out.
Yeah, no. Georgia Tech has no shot.
But they go in the night before the game.
Right.
Which means they definitely have no shot.
But they didn't go out. They just hang out at the hotel. They're astute young men. That want to win the game. They're not trying to go out and party.
Two words, Charlie. Magic City.
Like some of the NBA.
Their hotel's going to be in downtown Atlanta. They ain't going to have any distractions.
No distractions whatsoever. Give me Georgia Tech.
Downtown Atlanta.
Give me Georgia Tech.
Right. The only distraction is that Waffle House over there. About it.
Oh, that's I jumped the gun on that one. We hold on.
That's the Boston.
Well, we have to say that one for last, you know. Boston College and Syracuse, that's a no-brainer for me.
I'm going to Syracuse.
I gotta go Syracuse.
Yeah, man.
Been playing well all year.
Can I ask a question? And this is a weird question, but I think it's the right question to ask. Based on what Syracuse is doing, if they can finish the year strong, is Dino Babers the coach of the year?
No, I have to go.
I wouldn't call him coach of the year, but I can call him most improved.
Right. I mean, wait. Whoever wins the ACC, not Clemson, is going to win coach of the year. I mean, that's just
okay. All right. I'm just throwing it out there because that's a heck of a turnaround.
Yeah, it's a great turnaround. I'm with Charlie. He can get most improved, but coach of the year.
Okay. All right. I just threw it out there to see. Yeah. What about Duke? Go ahead, Charlie. What were you saying?
The win, coach of the year, you got to win those close games.
He won one, Charlie.
Winning is kind of a prerequisite.
He won one, Charlie. He won one.
He won one.
He won. He won his last one. If he can win, if he can sneak a few more, maybe he plays the upset king. And you know, I mean,
that's gonna be a tough game when they come here.
Yeah.
That's the day they're retiring Lamar Jackson's number at that game. He's supposed to be at that game. I've got a feeling you're going to see the leap 100 times in the stadium.
Oh, no question. No question about it. One thing about the Syracuse, they're not laying down for anybody, which is important. So
they coming to play. I mean,
they coming to play.
They're going
to
hit you in the mouth. So, yeah. They're still sleeping on Syracuse.
That's true.
What about Duke Wake Forest? Is this a no-brainer?
Wake Forest. I mean, where has Duke been all year?
Where they usually are.
Getting ready for basketball season, it looked like. I don't know.
Yeah, they waiting on Cameron Indoor to open.
No, yeah. They're sitting outside the thing waiting for it. Louisville has to travel this week and go to NC State. Can Louisville pull off the, I guess this would be considered an upset?
It's an upset.
Yeah, if they can pull this off, can they pull off the upset this week?
They got to not turn the ball over. In order to get themselves a chance, especially on the road.
Yeah.
If they can play a clean game, I mean, they could definitely win the game. But this is another hard game because you don't know what kind of NC State you're going to get.
Right.
NC State has done this to us all season long. Mm-hmm. They just got y'all last week. That's the NC State. You don't know which one's going to show up.
Right.
So, I may
so
have
who to, you going with, Charlie?
I may have to call you the day of the game.
Ah, the Kendrick Haskins strategy.
I remember.
The Kendrick Haskins strategy.
When I called the Florida game and a certain Heisman Trophy winner was like, nah, that doesn't count.
He did. He did do that.
That's kind of why we're tied. If I was granted that, I'd be in a one-game lead.
You have a one-game lead. There you go. I'm going to go with Louisville. I think they pull it off on the road and dash NC State's hopes once and for all.
And in an upset, mild upset for this show, I'm going with Louisville in this game too.
Oh, okay.
I think they found something in that run game.
I think so too.
Because I mean, they ran the ball with, and they can still throw the ball. They've got young receivers and all that stuff, so it is a little bit tougher to throw the ball. But I really think they found something running the ball in that Boston College game.
Absolutely. Charlie's up to you.
I'm gonna go with NC State since y'all went with Louisville.
Charlie's playing the strategy game.
I'm not mad at him. Oh, they're not. There's mixed opinions in the chat here on that. Wake Forest got a nod. Syracuse definitely. Lemon Pepper even got a nod. That's the Virginia Tech losing that game. They're gonna lose to Lemon Pepper this weekend. All right, Virginia and BYU. I don't know. Don't you have to say BYU?
That game's gonna be a basketball score.
I mean, you change the time zones. You're going halfway across the country.
BYU. Didn't BYU just play Washington State?
That's a great question. I do not know, but I can tell you in just a second. They did, and they won 21-19 on the road.
Yeah, I'm going Virginia because you got to be able to score points if you are playing against Virginia because they're going to score.
I'm with Charlie. I'm going with Virginia. I'm taking the upset in this game. I mean BYU. I mean they're 25th, right? They're ranked 25th.
Yeah,
but BYU. I mean, they've been playing okay lately. They have lights out, like
right.
What we think they've been, what they were supposed to be. So they've been playing okay lately. I mean, I know they won the last game, like you said, 21-19 by 2 points. But a few games before that, they had lost a couple.
Yeah. Here's Virginia's last few games. Or games all season, really. 43, 42, 39 in a loss. And in the last three have been 30, 34, 48. BYU hasn't put that much up all season.
No.
So I got to go with Virginia.
Yep.
I have no choice. Final game of the week. FSU. Also known as Florida State University and the Clemson Tigers. At the beginning of the year, I would have said, without question, Clemson was going to win this game. And now, as we enter week nine, it will not be close. Florida State. I'm agree with Ron. Florida State by 16.
I don't know about 16. I will take that.
No, not with Clemson. Clemson still has a good defense.
No defense can stay on the field for 60 minutes. They stand on the field for 50 minutes of a 60-minute game.
They're not going to beat them by 16 points.
And I make another prediction.
Well, I hope so.
DJ Uiagalelei will be pulled in this game.
Does he start this game?
I think he's going to start, but not for long.
Well, I just hope that everyone's prediction is correct.
You don't hope mine is correct.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Where are you going, Kendrick Haskins?
I'm going Clemson.
Woo! Clemson heals their ales on Florida State?
Yes. I mean, no disrespect to the Noles, but I mean, it's not like they're a juggernaut coming into Clemson. They're going to run the ball, and that's what you got to do against Clemson is run the ball.
Didn't they just lose?
You can wear down that defense. I do think it'll be close, but I think Clemson's going to win the game.
Didn't Clemson just lose like another starting lineman and they lost their running back? If I'm not mistaken, they just lost their running back.
Like losing a running back for them this year is going to be a major blow. They ain't ran the ball all year.
But he was the leading rusher on the team.
Oh, Shipley?
That ain't saying nothing. I'm going with Clemson at home.
Kobe Pace is out for COVID protocols.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going Florida. I'm going Clemson at home.
Yeah, I think Florida State's going monkey stomp them.
Well, I know we have a lot of momentum, and we've been playing close games all year. I don't see this being any different unless we just take a turn for the worse in the turnover game on the offensive end, on the offensive side of the ball. But defensively, I think we've been playing relatively well. The run defense has been solid. Teams haven't been able to run the ball like they want to. And, you know, the DBs and everyone seem to be in sync, playing, as they call it, good team defense. Mm-hmm. And Clemson, they trying to figure it out on offense, as we know. I mean, they really don't know who the quarterback is. I think the other kid, TJ. Why don't you get somebody last name like Sanders? I mean,
oh, that's hilarious.
Got to get the players, but next time just try to find somebody with last name Sanders.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna try to tip. I'm not gonna even try to tip this kid's name. Phommachanh. I don't even phonetically know where to begin.
Yeah, just
Phommachanh.
They got TJ.
That's rough.
But I mean, you know, at this point, they're trying to figure it out. They just lost, you know, their best lineman, offensive lineman, who more than likely is going to be out.
Yep.
And so they put a young freshman in. I mean, he's big, but he's a freshman. So, I mean, and so they're trying to, I mean, they're reeling, you know, when it's all said and done. But when you have a team that's reeling, you really don't know what to expect. So, you can maybe, you may expect something, you know, out of the ordinary. But I know defensively, they have a good squad, but teams have been able to, you know, move the football. They just haven't been able to score in the red zone.
Yeah, I think Clemson's in a lot of trouble right now, and I think they know it. And he's trying to salvage. And the irony of this is, for any other team in the nation, this is a reasonable year, but for them, they are just—it's not good. I've heard him break down a few times at press conferences, you know, with the frustration of where we've been compared to where we are moments, and I just think this is not going to be any different. I will amend my 16-point win. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
Charlie always preaches, all of these games are close.
Yeah, I'll say this: I do think Florida State's going to win, but I think they're going to win because they can do something consistently better than Clemson can, which is run the ball.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah,
I think, you know, Clemson's going to run blitz. That's what they do. I mean, they just blitz, you know, five guys, and they hit gaps. But I do know we've been doing a better job in the run game of picking up those run blitzes. And of course, our backs, they're very good. I mean, let's be honest, we got some really, really good backs.
Yes, we got some spectacular running backs.
Yeah, that's not y'all problem. But the run, you can only run blitz for as many times as your offense can keep them off the field.
You know, part of the reason why I'm also picking Clemson in this game is because I still worry about Florida State's quarterback situation. Who is, you know, we talk about Clemson, but who is Florida State's
quarterback? It's Jordan Travis. He has solidified himself, sort of.
Yeah. You know, we just got to clean up a few, not clean up, but, you know, be a little bit more consistent in the passing game. Because we know the running game, it's all good. I mean, yes. You know, scramble and make plays out of the pocket. We know that's all good. But we just got to be consistent in, you know, our reads and throwing the ball on time, throwing the ball, you know, throwing guys open when they're not open. I mean, that's stuff that you have to learn and do. But at this point, he hadn't been able to do that just yet. I mean, he's been doing a really, really good job of hitting guys that's open, you know, relatively.
Pay no attention to this 5 out of 10 performance this past weekend. Focusing in on the wrong thing. He's going to be fine. That was UMass. He didn't feel compelled to be great.
10 times against UMass.
He didn't feel compelled to be great when he rushed for 100 yards. He was like, all right, that didn't work.
Well, they rushed the ball. I mean, they got in the same formation basically and just said, here you go. We're going to run. Right. We're going to have.
Yeah, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They didn't have to throw the ball on.
They didn't have to throw it.
But, yeah.
Well, see,
they will have to throw it this weekend, though.
that type of game for me, I would have wanted to throw it a lot because because they couldn't guard nobody, so
right, like, right, that right.
It that game, they're going to be running the ball. I mean, you can run the ball, but we got to get some passes going.
Yeah, you got to work on things. I mean, it's one of those games. It's basically a glorified practice.
Yes. Yeah. Let's work on some things.
Right. Yeah. That's what I would have liked to have seen as well. But when you rush for 365 yards, it's hard to, you know. Feel motivated to do that. Like,
right. Some of the times they couldn't even get to a pass because the run was like 23 yards, 25 yards, you know, 50 yards.
Yeah. I mean, that was kind of the deal with Louisville this week, too. They didn't, because I don't think they threw for 200 yards, but they didn't.
Yeah. And I think that affects your game. If you're dominating in an area and they can't stop it, you don't really feel motivated to move on to something else. You're like, eh, we got a plan. We're good. So
no, because it was the opposite some of our games. I mean, we threw it 36 times and you know, the numbers were great as well, because we were able to, you know, play against teams that didn't really challenge you, but
yeah,
it was what I mean. But then again, you were able to run the football as well.
Well, gentlemen, this has been great. We gave our shout out to U of L and Pitt women's volleyball.
I have one more shout out.
Yeah,
I've got one more shout out.
Give us a shout out.
The number 4 in the country, University of Louisville field hockey team.
Ah, okay.
12-2 on the season, 4-0 in the ACC. Shout out to them.
Wow.
Won 3-2 over Boston College over the weekend.
Wow. Okay. Really, the ACC is put up is a very competitive, all the way across the board, conference. Like, there are great teams in every sport in the ACC.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about every sport.
Well, pick one that they're not.
It's the two big money makers. There's not a great team.
Louisville's doing fine. Florida State's rebounding.
We said great.
We did say great. All right. Charlie, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I got some shout outs for ACC. Well, Yeah, I know one of them played in ACC, but one didn't. But man, Deion Primetime Sanders.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, he wasn't able to coach this weekend because he had, you know, toe surgery and all of that. You know,
he still got that turf toe.
And so the doctor asked him not to, but they're still.
Deion's had turf toe for a decade.
Say again?
So Deion's had turf toe for like 15 years.
Well, he finally got
that's
a fit.
Bad.
Good. But he's doing an awesome job at Jackson State. And, you know, I'm grateful for him. And one of the things I'd like to just share is I know he will stay until his boys graduate. But I'm grateful that he's not listening to what everybody else is saying. Because as we saw with Matt Wells, people are getting fired at these jobs. He's 5-3 at Texas Tech. And he fell out of favor with somebody, because if you get fired in the middle of the season and you're 5-3, that means you fell out of favor with somebody that's making decisions.
Yeah,
I agree. My other shout is to my man, Coach Willis Simmons at the FAMU Rattlers. Had a big win this weekend in Mississippi Valley State. Won 31-28, I do believe. And they're rolling. Their only loss this year, I do believe, is to Jackson State by 3, by 7 points. And so they've been playing well. And, of course, we know Willie played quarterback at Clemson back in the day. And he's from Tallahassee, or from Quincy area, Quincy, Florida, which is right outside of Tallahassee. So I'm just shouting out to my HBCU brethren who are doing well, and I just pray that they will enjoy what they're doing, the fruits of their labor, and that they will stay where they are and not try to go where greener pastures are, because we just saw a coach get fired when he's 5-3 in the middle of the season because it fell out of favor with some people.
Right. Well, in alignment with Charlie's shout-outs, two great shout-outs, I want to give another great HBCU shout-out as well. Shout-out to our old conference, Kendrick, the OVC, and Eddie George, who is on a 3-game winning streak right now at Tennessee State University. And a guy who has never had coaching experience like this, but many believe he had the goods. He got off to a little rocky start at first, but man, he is turning that thing around, and they are rolling right now. 4-3, second in the OVC. They're doing their thing. I hope, and again, to Charlie's point, stay and build something amazing, because we need it. We need it. We need it. We need it. So I want to give Coach Eddie George some love as well.
Hey, do you have his number?
I don't have his number. Do you have his number?
I would think a fellow roommate at the Heisman House would have his number.
Charlie, do you have his number?
Not that I know of.
Charlie, would like to look through your Rolodex and see real quick.
Charlie's in the Heisman apartment. He's not in the Heisman House.
We'll get you in the Heisman House, Charlie.
I wanted to send him a shout-out message, so I'll have to find another way to do it.
Yeah, we'll have to give him a good shout out, because well, listen, we can always shout him out on Twitter, and maybe he'll get it that way or whatever.
I think if you shouted him out on the Twitter machine, you would probably get a response.
You'd probably get a response, yeah. Matter of fact, you should box all of your HBCU love up for Deion and FAMU and just send them all a big shout out. They would probably appreciate that.
I'm sure they probably recognize.
Oh no, Deion's on Twitter now. Don't get that. Deion is on Twitter. Now Eddie might not be, but Deion is for sure on Twitter.
Eddie better be. He's gonna recruit.
Yeah, if he's smart, he's on Twitter. All right. Well, we're done here, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy your week. We appreciate you. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll do it again next week. Until then, at some point we gotta get into some basketball at some point, right? Because we're steamrolling to the season.
Business tip off this week.
I was going to say, we're steamrolling to the season. So At some point, we got to do a basketball preview show or add that in or something. So we'll talk about that in the next couple of weeks. So until then, that's Charlie. That's you move, Charlie. That's Charlie Ward. That's Kendrick Haskins. I'm Lloyd Spence. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Believe in the ACC with Charlie Ward, Lloyd Spence, and Kendrick Haskins. Please like, follow, subscribe, and share from the Noisemakers page on Facebook and on YouTube. And you can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and wherever podcasts can be heard. And join us next time.